Paige Estrotori, welcome to our Sunday, December 8th, 2024 edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, summarizing key headlines from Australia's vibrant financial sector. First up, the managed accounts industry in Australia faces a pressing issue. There's a call for uniform performance assessment standards to promote transparency and sustain client trust. During the Professional Planner Researcher Forum, David Bell from the Connexus Institute highlighted the urgent need for consistent evaluation methods within the finance sector. Bell encourages self-regulation to avoid stringent measures from the government, similar to those seen in the superannuation sector with drastic adjustments of funds. Let's move to housing affordability now. It's at crisis levels as home ownership becomes increasingly elusive for middle-income earners, thanks to skyrocketing purchase and rental costs. Pepper Money, along with other lenders, is seeking a longer-term solution and has proposed a 40-year mortgage. This solution would essentially lower monthly payments, but at the cost of higher long-term interest, a move which economists warn might result in further inflation of housing costs and debt. Now, it seems the ultimate decision rests on systemic reforms from policymakers. Switching gears, an interesting debate over the balance between personal wealth and government welfare is unfolding. An elderly couple, despite owning shares worth nearly $900,000, are at risk of losing part of their age pension due to asset accumulation. Financial advisors like Noel Whitaker have suggested asset valuations and gifting tactics for pension preservation, highlighting some of the financial challenges faced by Australia's senior citizens. Lastly, let's discuss mental health. It's a rising concern among young adults as total and permanent disability claims are surging, predominantly driven by mental health issues among 30 to 40-year-olds. A startling 732% increase in claims over the past decade has been reported by the Council of Australian Life Insurers and KPMG. Notably, males were found to be 59% more likely to leave work due to mental health. This ongoing trend necessitates a stronger focus on preventive measures and support for mental well-being. And there you have it, your essential Australian financial services news for today, Sunday, December 8th. For more information on these topics and more, please visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, bidding you a good day.